As you know, John, there's been a strategic review of the Afghan policy by the Obama administration, which has been primarily undertaken by the man he appointed as the new commander there, Stanley McChrystal, who's also the NATO commander. And part of that review seems to be consideration of whether they've got the men that they've got there in the right places, whether they should be concentrating more on the eastern border with Pakistan, where a lot of Al-Qaeda and Taliban activity is focused and centred, and less on the south, which has been the area where Britain has been primarily engaged for several years now, and where Britain has maintained that actually the central fight against the Taliban takes place.
So what would be the cost of such a strategy, moving resources to the east from the south?
Well, financially, I can't really tell you, but I think politically it might be quite serious in terms of the possible resistance Britain might put up to de-emphasising the role in Helmand that Britain's playing, and also what the Pakistanis might think about even greater US military pressure, NATO military pressure on their eastern border.
And how might it go down with American voters?
Well, American opinion has been gradually turning against the Afghan war, as it has in Britain and across Europe. As with Iraq, the American public has been slower to express its doubts about this enterprise than was the case in Europe. But they are gradually catching up now with European opinion, with clear majorities saying they don't really think it's worth fighting.
Obama's also planning to give more rights to prisoners being held by the US in Afghanistan. What's the idea behind that?
Well, again, part of McChrystal's strategy review is to try and protect the civilian population, to build up trust with the civilian population, create the conditions of security and stability that will allow economic and political development to take place. And the story in the New York Times appears to be linked to that, which is to say that the detainees in the Bagram base, which is the sort of Asian equivalent of Guantanamo Bay, will have greater rights of representation and the chance to actually challenge their detentions, which they haven't had up to now.